Welcome to Dad Life with Foz. My name's Luke Forrest, aka Foz. Alongside my beautiful partner Emily, I'm about to become a new dad, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. So instead of doing the research privately, I thought I'd invite some of my mates along who've done this all before. And hopefully, along the way, I'm going to work out what the hell I'm doing when this baby is born. Well, we've made it to episode 2 of Dad Life, and we're here at the beautiful Royal Stacks in Moorabbin. It's a ripper venue here. It's out there, burgers, beers. There's even like the most high-tech soft drink machine I've ever seen out there, honestly.
I'll tell you what, you could perfect your dad bod. There's a lot of sugar in those drinks. Yeah. You could really work on that.
I am addicted to Coke as well. Not that Coke, the Coca-Cola. So, yeah,
it's a very revealing podcast, this one.
Yeah, here we are. And the voice there is our producer and fact checker, Byron Cook, our second guest. So we obviously had Gourney last week, but our guest this week, he's a good mate of mine. And he's married to the beautiful Steph Claire Smith. Well, now Steph Miller, it's Josh Miller.
Thank you, mate. Nice to see you, boys.
And I'll tell you one thing. This week I worked out that we've made it as a podcast. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm getting offered free shit on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. And it, like, in between the people wanting me to do crypto and the porn stars, I'm getting free stuff. Legitimate businesses. I know what it's like to be you and Steph.
What are you getting?
Hate bags for pregnant women.
Perfect. What more do you want? You've made it.
So
done.
So M's stoked. I don't know what I'm going to use them for, but
I'm sure you'll get a couple of good uses out of a heat bag.
So, obviously, this is a dad podcast. So, congratulations, Joshy, on the birth of Harvey about 6 months ago.
7 months now, yeah. As of the 4th. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like 2 months. It's absolutely flown by.
Yeah. And because you're pretty young. How old are you?
30.
30. Oh, yeah. Young for me. When did you and Steph, I suppose, decide that you wanted kids? And who wanted them more, you or Steph?
It's a good question.
Because I'm thinking you.
I'm trying to pinpoint a moment. I guess we've always both agreed that, yeah, we definitely want to have kids. And we both had a couple of kind of career goals that might have slowed that up at the start. And then it got to a point where, like, nah, we kept speaking about it a lot, obviously, after getting married. And then I can't even remember the moment. It was just like, actually, I do remember the moment.
Yeah. Here we go.
No, we're both naked in the bathtub. Oh. Having a glass of red.
I was actually going to say that, because I picked when you conceived Harvey, it might have been a romantic night,
yeah,
or you coming home drunk from an event or something. No,
definitely wasn't that.
Because we did IVF, yeah, so yeah. It's a little bit different. So picture this, like me conceiving our baby,
yeah,
was me wandering into an IVF clinic like, yeah, Conor McGregor,
yeah,
going into a room with 1980s pornos, yeah, and I'm like, and I'm a visual man, right? I am visual. So I have no videos of them on my phone.
Yeah.
So I've now conceived my baby,
yeah,
watching a porno to someone else. It's amazing. Anyway, go on, continue.
No. By the way, welcome, Josh. Good to have you on board.
Yeah. No.
Continue.
No, it was an evening. And the only reason we know that is because we were trying to pinpoint the date, and we, yeah, somehow went back through our phones and the album, and it was just a snap of just Steph with a wine glass. And I think we worked out that was the night.
There you go. And had you been planning kids?
We had decided, yeah. And it, yeah, was, I mean, and I'm very blessed to say it didn't actually take us that long. I think it was only 2 cycles or whatever.
Yep,
and then, yeah. And then there she was sitting at the bottom of my stairs with the pregnancy test going, guess what?
She filmed the moment. It's a very, yeah, very nice moment.
Yeah, it was quite cool because it was a bit of a catch-22 because we're in COVID lockdown. We actually shared all the news via Zoom with everyone,
yeah,
which was kind of shit. But yeah, now I've got video. I've recorded like everyone's reactions, so it's kind of cool to look back on. I've got a whole album in my phone of,
yeah,
everyone peeking out on Zoom.
And I mean, from the outside looking in, Steph was amazing at being pregnant, if that's a thing. Because I mean, I know Instagram's a highlight reel, yep, and there's not the down,
yep,
moments, but what was there any struggles throughout the pregnancy, or was she pretty?
She was pretty good. I mean, she didn't get sick at all.
Yep.
I mean, outside of the norm of just being super tired, I mean, the fatigue, she was, you know, crazy tired for periods there, but did not get any morning sickness. So it was pretty smooth, mate. And I don't want to, like, sell her short, but no, it's pretty cruisy, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good, because M's 17 weeks now, and she's had, not throwing up, but she's just had morning sickness. So she's been pretty good as well, which is
that's good.
Which is good to see, because you hear some horror stories of people throwing up four times a day.
I've heard some horror stories, and you think it sounds like a most miserable time.
And I suppose you and Steph, you're in the public eye with social media and whatnot. Was there pressures amongst the... Did you ever feel pressures on what you had to share with everyone?
There was a lot of pressure, and I mean, it got to Steph a lot towards the end, because Steph went over by, I think, a week or so, just over a week, and every single person going... Why haven't you popped? When are you popping? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? And all that was doing was just building up the stress of why isn't he here yet?
Yeah.
And I remember the obstetrician being like, you just need to relax and get away from all this stress, because it's literally all this stress is causing him not to come.
Yeah.
The pressure around them was just like, every single person from every direction, whether it's just like random people in the street who might bump into us, to our parents, to our friends and family, to followers, to whatever.
Yeah, because people don't think that you're actually just human, you know, you wouldn't ask anyone else, when's it coming, you know, so it's an interesting one, so I was just wondering, what sort of pressure you felt and how you dealt with that, I suppose.
I mean, it wasn't too bad. We're private-ish, I suppose. We don't really share too much of the nitty-gritty. I mean, we do share our life to most people, but, I mean, now with Harvey, we share a lot. It's the best.
Now, this is a big one between me and M.
Yeah.
Birthing classes, yes or no?
We didn't do it. And we, again, only because of COVID, we were meant to do it, but then we got sent this link to a video, a bit like your 80s porno videos.
Yeah, yeah.
It was filmed in the 80s by the look of it, and it was literally the most basic PowerPoint presentation. And I think Steph and I got 4 minutes in, and you click on the screen to see how much left, and it was like another 45 minutes or more. And we're like, nah, we'll just stick to YouTube and asking questions.
And you're a bit of a tech guy, aren't you? You love your tech. Were there any apps that helped you along the way, I suppose, beforehand?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know the name of it.
Well, I've got one that's called I got put onto one called Who's Your Daddy, and it gives you random tips. Like today's tip was buy some chemical-free baby wipes.
Okay.
Have I done it? No.
So, great app.
Will I do it? Probably not.
We had an app that was it was great. I can't remember the name, but I used it every week. It was like it showed the baby from like an egg all the way through to birth, essentially. And every week or month, I can't remember, give you a description of what it's doing at that time and what it's developed, and it would compare it to a fruit.
Yeah.
So it's like it's either down for a grape up to a
avocado,
mango, or whatever it was. But that was good, because every month you have a full description of it started to develop its sight or ears or smell or skin and fingernails and whatever. So
it's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It's crazy. And you can actually click on it and it's 3D. So you actually get a 3D view of, not obviously.
I was about to say, how to get in there?
The app's internal.
And who's the researcher? Is it you or Steph? It's you by a mile, isn't it?
By far.
And if Steph makes a decision, I suppose, on Harvey, do you get to challenge it or do you just...
But I've learned to kind of just, we're just starting to play it even now.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. There's a million ways to do something, and we... definitely have been learning in times of sleep deprivation that you say things you probably shouldn't because you're stressed or you're just so tired. And now it's just like we both have a good understanding of what needs to be done. And obviously, you could be like, you should do this or why did you do that? But it's now just like, let's just run with it.
Because I can believe Gorney doesn't get up during the night.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I got to give full credit to Steph. Obviously, I don't breastfeed, so she's copped the whole brunt of it. I still do get up at occasions for whatever reason. If... you know, he doesn't need to feed. He's just crying for the sake of it. So I'll get up and address those ones. Yeah. But she's definitely the trooper of the night.
Yeah. Because I suppose as a dad, you're trying to work out where you fit in.
Yeah.
Because I'm just assuming.
Yeah. I mean, at the start, it's a lot because obviously, particularly if you're not breastfeeding, the connection with the baby and the mum and everything, you're just kind of just there to help. And they're just a blob at the start. So you're kind of just doing all the shit bits. But... yeah, now it's so much better now that he's sitting up and chatting and looking like he's about to crawl and all this stuff. So way more hands-on now.
Nice. Because I actually hit a, or yesterday, Em barred me up in the, I think it was the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she goes, she asked me the dreaded question, you know, that every I suppose, future dad wants to hear, do I look fat?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the right answer to that? I said, well, yes, but it's a good fat. Yeah. That's what I said.
It's healthy.
It's a healthy. Now, I've been, how'd you choose your obstetrician? Because basically, I just picked it because you recommended.
Yeah.
So I've got the same obstetrician.
Steph got recommended Amanda Ward, I'll give her a plug, Amanda Ward, and we got in by default. So Steph called up. She was actually booked out for that month and then had a cancellation. So we called back and we got in with her. So we really only had one crack at one of them and we got, I guess, who we're after. And, yeah, she was amazing.
Yeah, they've been really good.
So good.
Like, because obviously Em's had a couple of miscarriages and so she's wanting to get scanned every week. Yep. So it's once a week. So they've been amazing. They've actually been really good. So they let you do it.
And yeah.
It's not any extra or anything. It's really good. So I do recommend them.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It's been, even the whole way through. I mean, even after birth, Steph was still talking with Amanda for, I want to say like over a month after.
Yeah.
Just on the text. Just so good.
And did you find out if you were having a boy or girl?
We did,
before, and you did. And let's fast forward a bit to the day of the birth.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a game changer for you, wasn't it?
It was.
What? How'd that whole day go? And I suppose, was there anything that you were surprised about?
Before
and during.
Yeah, like I said before, because it was overdue, we're ready for the water explosion, the, you know, beach towels everywhere, getting the car 200 down the freeway, like the movies.
Yeah.
And none of that happened. It was... Yeah. Yeah, appointments to get to the hospital at 4, so we jumped in the car. Then we just got a coffee on the way, decaf. Got to the hospital, checked in, and so Steph was induced. So it was quite a slow, gradual build to the birth. But she was in labor for, I think, like 12 hours.
Okay.
So it was...
Now, as far as labors, is that a regular labor, 12 hours, do you know?
Well... In comparison, I mean, we've got friends who went for like 2-something days.
Jeez.
My mom had my sister, I think, in 30 minutes or something less. My sister was born in an ambulance. She didn't get to hospital yet.
There you go.
So, yeah, I suppose it's long.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt long for me, but I can't complain.
Cutting of the cord, was it proper or was it a fake cutting of the cord?
Nah, proper.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I heard the snippet from last week. Nah, it was definitely proper. I had a bit of a laugh about that.
Yeah.
No, I definitely snipped the cord. On top of that, man, I actually delivered Harvey.
Really?
So I was down in the golden end. I put blue gloves on and I was sat up next to Amanda and literally as he was crowning, like grabbed his head, turned him and pulled him out.
Sounds like you're a bit more hands-on than Gordy.
It was the most insane, incredible thing ever.
Yeah.
She just goes, like, do you want to give me a hand? And I was like, absolutely, jump in.
Wow.
And yeah, as much as it's very,
it's full on.
It's a visual.
Yeah, it's a visual. Yeah.
But it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, talk us through the first week. I suppose the first, obviously your life's changed completely. Yeah.
So the drive home is obviously the most intense thing you ever do in your life. It's worse than getting your learners.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified driving home.
Yeah.
But getting home, I never forget it. You just get home, you have this brand new baby, and you just sit on the couch and you look at each other like, now what? Like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Where's the rule book? Where's the manual? Nothing. So it's that first week is huge adjustment as far as no sleep. That's probably the hardest thing. Like, sleep deprivation is full on.
Has any moment tested you and Steph, like in the first 6 months, obviously?
7 months.
Or 7 months.
many,
yeah.
It's a massive, massive thing on your relationship, and you learn so much about each other. All you got to be is just a teammate.
Yeah.
You got to see when the other person needs a chop out. It's high five, you go have a break, I'm in, and just get to work together.
Yeah, and I remember you saying that.
Like I said before, like you can so quickly pick apart someone else on what they're doing and whatever, but it's a team game, and we've really learned that in the last, call it, 2 months. We're having some heated times where it's just stress and no sleep, and
that's good for people to hear, because people think it might just be all roses and sunshine.
Nah.
And you know, you're going to go through those hard times, but you also, I suppose, would have a lot more respect for each other as well.
100%.
After having a baby together. Yeah.
I always say to everyone, just what the female body does, and even after birth, it's insane.
Phenomenal. And who's, I suppose, been your mentor as far as a father figure? Who do you go to for advice? Or do you do a lot of it yourself?
I don't think I've had any, like, fatherly pep talks as far as should be plugging my old man.
Because I'll probably be coming at you.
Yeah. I mean, all I can say is just take it as it is. And every single person tells you, lap it up because it disappears in a second. And that's true. I mean, you can speak to any parent. It's gone. Like, he's 7 months. Like I said, it feels like two. It's like it disappears. Every single day, he's doing something different.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I suppose one thing for me looking forward is that I'm a pretty cruisy guy and I generally wing a lot of things and fall on my feet, hopefully.
Yeah.
But one thing I do think about is about my kids' emotions and how to deal with them. So a lot of people just say, oh, if the baby's crying, it's got its nappy change, it needs a burp or something. What else do they say? Is that true or is it?
Yeah. I mean, right now we've gotten such a good rhythm and that's why these challenging times is now there's teething. So we were in sleeping fine, we're both getting good sleep, and then now it's, he just wants to cry all night long and be held. So you're back to where you were, like rocking him to sleep for 4 hours a night, and then you lie him down like it's a bomb about to explode, and then the door creaks and he wakes up and you start again. And it's like, and that's where frustration comes in and you're just exhausted. I mean, you've been awake for however long of a night, stand there and your jock's freezing cold and...
A lot. Watch a lot of late night TV.
None. You can't. You keep him up.
Now, was it true you and Steph had a bet on the AFL game on what team Harvey was going to support?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is, yeah.
And what do you get? Richmond or what show?
I think Essendon. I should know. I think Essendon won.
Did they?
Yeah. But he doesn't follow Essendon.
Oh.
It's actually funny because Essendon and Richmond both sent us like little PR packs for Harvey. So he's got like Essendon jammies and Essendon bibs and Richmond the same. But yeah, it's good.
A quick one, because I look at your socials a little bit. What's that contraption that you stick Harvey's head in and he floats around the bath like an iceberg? Surely that's not comfortable for the kid.
So that's it's called Baby Spa. We take him there. I need to get my facts right. I'm pretty sure they reckon that 20 minutes in the water is like an hour of exercise. So it's all about strengthening like their core and stuff.
Okay.
So you run around in there and is in kick and squirm and it, you know, helps them with sitting up and rolling over and all that type of stuff. So it is a bit bizarre though, because I'm thinking it's not how I'd want to be hung in a pool. No.
It's amazing. It's like a floating head in the bath.
Does Harvey have abs or?
You should see him. He's like his mum, not like his dad.
He's doing core work.
He's in there just crunching flat out.
Do you want a free one of those, by the way, Foz?
I
don't know, but I'll ask him to send you one.
Because I'm taking anything. I'm so ready. Okay. Now, on baby devices, what are the five most useful things that you've had for Harvey?
All right. First thing, which we weren't even going to get, and a friend bought it for us, called a Kakuna baby.
Okay.
It's this little kind of pillow that they just lay in as a newborn. You can put on the table, on the floor, on wherever you are, and they just kind of strap around their belly. It's so handy. You just sit it wherever you are and just lie them in there.
I need one of them
for myself. You know how many times I said they need to make this for adults? Over and over again. That thing was unbelievable. We've got a little baby monitor which connects to your phone. Kubo.
You've shown me that because we're out having a beer.
Yeah.
And Josh could see Harvey open the garage with it, can't you? Or do something.
Yeah, you can do
anything with it.
Can't open the garage with it. I was telling Foz, I said, oh, Harvey's just taking the car for a spin. Better shut the garage.
And I don't think that's the way baby monitors work. You can't be up the road at the pub. You have to be close enough to attend to the baby, Foz.
I know. It was amazing.
It does work from anywhere.
But
they cry, and there's going to be some level of
a speaker to it.
I've got to say, Steph was home. Steph was home.
Okay,
I wasn't at the pub just watching Harvey.
Oh, yeah, because I thought I could leave my baby there and just speak to it through this microphone at the pub. So that's number two.
What else we got? Baby carrier, little dad pouch thing he sits in. That's always good. We had dummies at the start. We got rid of dummies. They were just a pain in the butt for sleeping because they'd spit his dummy out literally and then you got to go in there because he's crying trying to find his dummy, but you can't. So we got rid of the dummy early. I'm trying to think what else. We don't really have that much stuff, mate, besides toys and teddies and you'll get a billion of them from all your friends and family.
And that this takes me to my next one. The most useless thing that you've bought that just does not get used.
I don't know. Most of it. There's a lot of shit in the cupboards that we don't use that we had to have. All these things we were roped into buying that we haven't even used. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, he'll grow into that. Nah, he never grew into it. Never used it. Nah.
Now, I've got a couple of questions from socials.
Yeah.
So this is from Nath Truen.
Yep.
How would you describe the feeling when you first held Harvey?
I cried.
Did you? Yeah.
I cried. It was the most overwhelming thing in the world. Because obviously you watch your wife or missus or partner go through that such a insane process. And then there's this little human that you've been talking about, tapping on the belly, whatever, reading to at night through a stomach. And then all of a sudden it's in your hands. I lost it. I was just like, yeah. Took my breath away. It was crazy.
I mean, I've only cried twice in my life.
I cried
once when my grandpa died, and I cried once at the end of Cool Runnings. You know what I mean? You know when they carry the bobsled over the line? Yeah.
This will do it, I reckon.
Well, yeah.
I reckon it'll be better
after the second one.
I reckon. Yeah, pressure's on now.
It was amazing. It was an inspirational movie.
You can't cry over Cool Runnings and then not over your own child.
Yeah, I'll have been interested if I said that one.
I know. Okay, this is from Journey to Baby Headley. Oof, long Insta name. Huge. How much time, or this probably doesn't, it. Well, this is going to be weird because you're self-employed. How much time do dads take off after birth as America has no paternity leave? So this is from the States. I think it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks is pretty standard. Yeah. Obviously for me, I was, freed myself up from what I was doing for work to allow myself to be very present. So I still spend a lot of time, probably 80% of my week with Harvey.
Yeah.
So very,
because you're basically a stay-at-home dad, aren't you?
I am to a degree at the minute.
Because I'm in this lucky category that Em earns a lot more money than me.
Yeah.
So I could be a stay-at-home dad. We can just go for lattes.
We can.
Yeah.
We like a little beach walk. We can just throw the pouch on.
Us and like 18 women behind us with other kids would be good.
Yeah.
So what's next on the radar for you and Steph? You have another baby?
We will. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. We definitely want more. I think we've discussed too, but you never know. We, fun little fact, we're very likely to have twins.
Okay.
So Steph's mum is a twin, Steph's dad is a twin, and my dad is a twin.
Wow.
So three twins in the immediate family. So we want to have two, but we might end up with three.
So that's like gambling on a pokey machine. You might get one, you might get three.
So when we first had the scan, I made them check about four times and go, are you sure?
Yes.
I don't want to buy two prams. We'll have another kid. We got a few things to do career-wise before we get tucked into that, but absolutely on the radar.
So Steph's Keep It Clean is obviously going well.
She's just moved back into a little bit more, I guess, time at work, so that's why I'm more hands-on at home. So, yeah, she's like with their mate, she's running the flag up, she's doing well, so I'm taking the step back to play dad, which I'm pumped about.
And here's a tough one for you. If you had to have one day over again, your wedding or the birth of Harvey, which one would it be?
Wedding. Can't say that. Wedding was sick. birth was awesome, but it was exhausting.
Oh.
It was a big day. Actually, they're both. I'm just as knackered the next day for both, actually.
Oh. Well, thanks for coming in today, Joshy. I'm just going to finish with a little message from Steph to you. Josh is the most affectionate guy I've met. He has so much love to give, and watching him with Harvey honestly makes me love him more and more every day. I know Harvey is going to grow up adventurous and fearless just like his dad, but I also know Josh's kindness, selflessness, and emotional side will rub off as well. I can't wait to see them continue to bond and grow closer and closer as he gets older. So there you go, Joshy.
That is nice.
You're obviously doing something right.
I'll have to slip her some money for that.
Yeah. How much did you pay her for that quote?
Oh, it wasn't cheap. I gave her a wheat bag.
Yeah. And any free shit you get on social media, palm it off to me.
You? Oh, whatever you've got. We've got a cupboard under the stairs. You can come raid. All our cousins go nuts in there, so you can come and look. You get excited.
Joshy, at Dad Life with Foz, right? At Dad Life with Foz.
That's it. And last but not least, because Emma asked me this today, when do I start setting up the baby room?
Oh, we'll be actually a bit early. We've got to be excited.
Yeah.
COVID again, lockdown.
I remember coming over 3 years ago. You already had
in the house before.
All right, thanks, Joshy. We'll be back next week for episode 3, hopefully.